Rob, great to have you on. Thanks so much for doing this.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Max. Anytime.
It is a fun time of baseball right now. We are pretty much at the halfway point of the MLB season. All-Star game coming up in a couple weeks. MLB draft now in a part of the calendar where it's really supposed to be, with the All-Star game is coming up as well. Always fun to talk Vandy baseball with you. I know you love the Vandy boys as much as really any college team other than Georgia Tech, where your son played. So we'll excuse you for them being first. But let's talk some Vandy boys baseball. What did you think about Vandy, especially from a pitching perspective, this season in year one without Rocker and Leiter, when the staff was a little bit in flux and still kind of in development even into the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, I got to say it was definitely a down year for Vandy pitching, at least. And I guess it showed how important Leiter and Rocker were, if you've ever had any doubt. This year was a great example of how much those guys meant to the program.
I know Kamar Rocker is arguably your favorite, at least amateur pitcher of all time. Is that fair to say?
I think it is fair to say. Yeah. I mean, he had so many big moments.
And the first big moment that you did such a great job documenting was in the middle of the playoff no-hitter his freshman year against Duke, 2019, the elimination game. The worst rule in college baseball, the offensive timeout called by Duke and Coach Pollard to try and slow him down, and you just got the best video of TV going back to him, the coach and the batter standing in the on-deck circle. Was that the moment that you fell in love?
You know what? So this is a long thing with Kumar. Is we faced him back when he was 10
oh,
in Cooperstown.
Wow.
So I saw what a dog that dude was then as a 10-year-old. Like, they're, you know, parents, because he's a giant kid. So parents think that they could, you know, talk crap to a 10-year-old. And he stood there. He was bigger than everybody, threw harder than everybody. And I love the way he handled it. Like, I was always curious to see how he would end up. And obviously my son and me coaching on the, you know, the travel ball circuit down here at East Cobb, you saw a lot of Kumar, and I just knew that the kid had a great makeup, and that was just the icing on the cake for me to show everybody else what that kid was made of.
We're talking to Rob Friedman, the pitching ninja, one of the best baseball Twitter follows out there. I think that point with Kumar, when you first saw him for the first time, if he was 10, that was when they lived in Nashville too, when his dad was coaching D-line for the Titans. So you saw Nashville Kumar for a little bit there.
That's right. Before he was cool. I'm an old school Kumar fan.
You and I were talking leading up to this interview about Kumar and the pitch that's made him famous, the McNasty, as he once called it, or as his parents called it when he was in high school. That's this downer slider. All 19 strikeouts in that no-hitter in 2019 against Duke. Tons of strikeouts going forward. He throws it out of the zone. He throws it in the zone. He gets swings and misses with it all over the place. He gets some called strikes, too. What is so unique about that pitch that took him as far as it did?
I really think it's kind of the two-plane movement of the pitch and how it tracks really well with his fastball. I mean, he obviously throws hard. He's a big kid. But he wasn't necessarily known, even though he threw hard, he wasn't known as having an unhittable fastball. And what that slider did is, number one, it's unhittable in and of itself. It stays in plane with his fastball really well and then dives like a splitter, kind of. But the other thing that made his fastball that much better, because you had to protect against that. So when you have an upper 90s fastball to protect against and you have that slider, that's kind of all you need when you're that dude in college. Like, he can dominate a lineup.
Do you think he could pitch in the majors this season if everything goes well with the redraft and things like that? Maybe some relief?
He could. I think teams will take it slower with him. That's my instinct. But I don't put anything past that dude. Like, he is proven to be, like, one of the best competitors in college baseball history. And that's the thing that I want everyone to take away. Like, he's physically really talented, but his mental makeup and his competitiveness, you want him on your team.
Cosign. Rob Friedman's the pitching ninja. He's with us here on 102.5 The Game. We talked the good of Kumar and then some of the bad that he's had to deal with over the last year since getting drafted by the Mets 10th overall last summer out of Vandy. The Mets chose not to sign him because of something small they found on his medicals. The draft system basically gives teams an out to get a free identical pick next year if they don't sign somebody. What did you think through all of that? Obviously, a very unfair experience for the player. The system was not collectively bargained in any way with amateur players involved. Just a terrible situation, and now he's come back to indie ball, and he's ready to go back in the draft again.
I hated it. Like, to me, that if any kid deserved good things to have happen to him, it was a guy who answered the call every single time you needed him at Vanderbilt, like every single time. Pitched his butt off every game, showed his heart every game, and then you treat him like that. You know, I don't know the details of the medicals that well, but I think it was more gamesmanship and, you know, people negotiating on his behalf, him, you know, and the team just trying to make a point. And I thought that it stinks to see him caught in the middle of it, a kid who does nothing but compete. And
yeah.
I just wanted to see him on the field. I actually DM'd him after that and said, prove them wrong.
Yes.
Like, I just want to see him go out there with even a bigger chip on his shoulder and, you know, show what he's made of, because he's perfectly capable of dominating Major League Lotto.
Yeah, you're one of many. Rob Friedman, pitching ninja, talking about Kamar Rocker here on 102.5 The Game. So he pitched an indie ball for the Tri-City Valley Cats in New York. Handful of outings. Seems to have pitched really well. Do you think he'll go top 20? Is there a chance somebody takes him around where he went the first time?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, I don't see any reason he should drop. I mean, if you look at the college pitchers this year, you know, I just don't see it, but you never know. I mean, I think teams are going to try to find the best bargain they can. And if he, you know, if for some reason people pass just because they're nervous, yeah, I guess he could drop even further, but I would hate to see that. Like, if it's my team, I'm picking him.
Yep, yep. And there are definitely some teams that are in good shape right now and don't need a surefire prospect at the moment. They could maybe take a little bit of a risk if there is still any medical concern and go right after him. So, all right, always great talking to Kamar Rocker. Let's talk Jack Leiter now, another one of your favorites from Vandy. This dude showed up, obviously son of a great big league pitcher. Showed up at Vandy in the fall of 2019, basically with five pitches, like, ready to go. I mean, could you believe how good he was right off the bat? Like, this guy is a pro. He is a pro.
I did not believe it, nor did I have those expectations from him. I mean, I knew his last name. I'd seen him pitch in high school. I knew he can dominate a high school lineup. I didn't expect him to hit the ground running like he did. And improve, like getting in the Vandy system just supercharged him. His makeup is, you know, he's got a different type of dog in him than Kumar does. Like, Jack is more of the quiet assassin.
Yep.
Who, I mean, he's very cerebral on the mound. And you wouldn't think he throws gas, but he does, because his legs are the size of trees. but he, like, I did not expect that from him, and I was unbelievably impressed by his poise and composure on the mound.
You had a gif from early in the 2021 season of Jack Leiter, and I'm blanking on what movie it was, but it was an old school disaster movie, and
yep.
there was an avalanche or a flood coming into Times Square, and Jack Leiter was just on the mound waiting for the avalanche to get back in the box to throw the next pitch. One of the best things
Absolutely.
You've ever
done. It was one of my favorites because it summed up what I thought about him. Like, players are stepping out, coaches are trying to get in his head, and the kid wouldn't step off the rubber. I think he influenced the next generation of college pitchers to not step off in those situations. Usually you're stepping off. You know, if somebody's taking a while to get in the box, he just said, I'm ready. As soon as you get in the box, I am going to shove this ball down your throat. Without being flat, like, totally unflappable dude. And he wasn't trying to make a point. He was just laser-focused and that shows the next level mental game stuff that
yeah.
he has, thanks to his dad. Like, his dad was a big mental game, Harvey Dorfman guy, and it's just instilled in him to be that guy.
The movie, by the way, was Deep Impact, 98, Steven
yes,
Spielberg.
Exactly right. Yep.
So an amazing gif. I don't know what the exact way is to go back and search it, but if you go on Twitter and search From Pitching Ninja and type in the name of any pitcher you like, you will find amazing stuff. So do it with Jack Leiter first. So that's a good place to start right there. But I think my favorite Jack Leiter quote of all time was when he was in kindergarten on his first day at a new school, he went around and asked all the other kids in the class what major league team their dad played for because he thought everyone's dad was in the majors.
That's hilarious.
So I think that sums up the Leiter legacy very well right there. So two of Vandy's favorites and two of Rob Friedman's favorites. Let's go around the bigs a little bit with the pitching ninja. We're in Braves country here in Nashville, and I know you had Spencer Strider on your YouTube interview show recently, Rob. So everyone go to the Pitching Ninja channel if you're a Braves fan. Watch that interview with Spencer Strider. The mustache is great, but more importantly, this guy's stuff plus, whether you just watch it or you use actual stuff plus, like the real numerical measurement of it, he is basically a closer who starts. Like, it's crazy, right?
It's crazy. Like, he is number one, another one of those guys, like I mentioned with Leiter and Rocker, a young dude who's got his mind absolutely together. Like, he knows what he wants to be, borrows things from other pitchers, extremely sharp, and throws a living piss out of the baseball. I mean, you're talking about, he threw the fastest pitch ever by a starting pitcher at 102.4 miles an hour.
Wow.
This year. Like, in the last, since 2008, since they've been tracking velocity, that's how hard this dude throws. And he's only like 5'11". Like, he's incredibly talented and just has a flair for the game that makes you want to watch him.
And he's also been in the majors for, 3 months?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
That'll be a fun career to watch. I mean, we know a lot of great Braves pitchers have had multiple roles. Smoltz comes to mind, obviously. But this is a guy who's going to do everything for them. And like pretty much everyone on the Braves right now, he's having a career year. And for him, it's his first year. But feels like everybody
absolutely
on that team's having their best season ever.
Yeah, and the thing about just pure electricity, you're exactly right. He's like a closer pitching, you know, 6 and 7 innings a game. It's like you're watching Craig Kimbrell or Billy Wagner out there in their primes throwing. And
yeah.
It's just people should they should make sure to watch. And he should be he's my rookie of the year right now. Like, that dude is insanely talented.
Hey, give the NL to whoever you want. My AL is going to my boy Jeremy Pena. So you hand out the NL to whoever you want. But
okay,
we're giving it to a hitter. I'm sorry for doing that for you. But Jeremy Pena is my boy, and he's killing it.
Something.
So, yeah. Last question for Rob Friedman, the pitching ninja, here on 102.5 The Game. My Cy Young picks right now, Sandy Alcantara in the NL, Shane McClanahan in the AL. I got them both going down to Florida. Do you agree with me? I know you love both those dudes.
Without a doubt, I agree with you. I think Sandy, the amount of innings he throws, having that dominant stuff, holding his velo late in games, he is a horse on the mound. And, you know, I'm just a huge fan of his stuff and his makeup, too, because he's pretty calm dude. And then Shane McClanahan's a little different in that he's crazy electric. I mean, he's got a pitch arsenal that other pitchers would die for. I mean, even his changeup, which is relatively new for him, is unhittable. Like, it's one of the best changeups in the major leagues among starting pitchers. And he's got a curveball slider, you know, fastball. He, you know, they touches 100 miles an hour with. If you're not paying attention to these guys, you should be.
What is Alcantara doing differently than every other pitcher on the planet right now to go so deep?
He's a big dude, big, strong dude. He's gotten bigger, so he's taking care of himself, and his command has stepped up a notch. And when you're throwing 101 with some wicked arm side run, a changeup that's like 94 miles an hour, and then mixing in a slider and a four-seamer, He just makes the game look simple. I mean, he goes at hitters. He doesn't waste pitches. And he holds something back for the end and when he needs it. So he's an old-school pitcher in a new-school game. And, you know, I think he would be your favorite pitcher's favorite pitcher.
I love that. And for the first time this year, and I think it has helped him, he's got Nashville's own Jake Stallings behind the plate stealing strikes for him on all four sides of the zone. So I think that's
absolutely
big, too.
Yep, totally.
But we got to give a shout-out to Jay Stahl, Nashville guy. So, Rob Friedman, the Pitching Ninja. If you don't follow him, you either don't have a Twitter or don't like baseball. But follow Pitching Ninja on Twitter. The real thing you should go check out is the YouTube channel as well. More long-form interviews for the Braves fans. Spencer Strider was up there recently. you will learn a ton about this dude, and it will help you watch him pitch with a more educated pitching mind. So, Rob, always great talking to you. Thanks for your support of both myself and of Vandy Baseball. And this was great. We will certainly have you on again soon.
Thanks, Max.
Rob Friedman's the pitching ninja. If you don't follow him, you either don't have a Twitter or don't like baseball. Follow him on Twitter if you don't. At Pitching Ninja. He's as good as it gets in terms of taking a sport to another level through social media, and he's gotten a lot of great recognition because of it. Check out his YouTube page as well. He has some great longer form interviews with top amateur and also a ton of big league pitchers, and I believe that is also how he makes some profit off of what he does as well, in addition to selling merch, which always sells out immediately too. So thanks to Rob for joining me. He lives in Atlanta, so we're all kind of in Braves country here in Nashville, but the Pitching Ninja, a great baseball guest. We will take a break, come back with one of my favorites from ESPN Radio, who you hear quite frequently weeknights on this very station. Freddie Coleman, ESPN Radio host, is next on The Six. My name's Max Herz. You're listening to 102.5 and 106.3 The Game and The Game Nashville app.